It was quite a finish, yeah. Lads are buzzing from the result. Obviously, a last minute equaliser or a last minute winner is going to be, big for the team, and it's going to send us, into the game on Tuesday. Really looking forward to it.
And the manager's always talking about playing to the final whistle, be that 95 minutes, and that was very much a case on Saturday, wasn't it? A never give up attitude.
Yeah, that's what we've had all season. We've done it a few times now where we've scored sort of last minute equalisers and last minute winners even, and it's a big part of our game to keep going till the end, and we've got a good mentality within the squad, so it's a good weapon to have.
We spoke to Michael after the game on Saturday and he said it was one of the best feelings he's had in football. Was that something echoed in the dressing room?
Yeah, no, I can imagine that being a fantastic feeling for him scoring the goal, but equally it was a good feeling for all of us, especially when we sort of felt like we'd been a little bit robbed with the goal that wasn't, because we sort of kind of knew it was over in a way. But no, it was a great feeling, and obviously celebrating in front of the fans at that away end was brilliant.
I presume you've had a chance to look back at that ghost goal of Michael Keane's earlier in the game, and your manager's since called for goal line technology to be introduced into the Championship. Is that something you'd like to see filter down the leagues?
Yeah, of course. I mean, any sort of help for the officials would be great, and they need all the help they can get, I guess. So it's a pressure environment for them to get the decisions right. Unfortunately for us, he didn't get that one right. But yeah, I mean, any sort of technology throughout the leagues would be massive help for sure.
I mean, that could have been so costly, couldn't it, if you hadn't got the equaliser?
Yeah, definitely. We'd have been very disappointed with it, for sure. And you never know what would happen if we'd have given it anyway. We'd have 5 extra minutes to go on and probably go in the ascendancy again and maybe get a few more corners and free kicks, which we've been really threatening from. So you never know what would have happened after it. So, I mean, any kind of technology would help the referee and linesman would be a massive help, yeah.
As it stands, 3 points clear at the top of the Championship, 7 games remaining, 16 games since you last lost in the league. Very much in the driving seat. How hard is it, therefore, to concentrate on one game at a time when it gets to this stage of the season?
Yeah, to be honest, it's not really that hard at all. The group don't get ahead of themselves. We've sort of part Saturday now, even though we are really buzzing for it and we're full of confidence. It is sort of the mentality we've had. And a lot of lads have done it before, got promoted before. We are really quite calm in this situation that we're in, and just looking forward to every game that comes. Now we've got some big games at home starting tomorrow night, and we're just looking forward to it, and we're enjoying it. So.
And there's obviously pressure on every team, but how does it compare to when you were battling relegation last season? Obviously, it's a different type of pressure being at the bottom or top of a league, but the prize is ultimately the same in that you'll be playing Premier League football.
Yeah, for sure. It's sort of similar. I mean, we didn't really panic then. We sort of played our best football at that stage of the season, but it was just a little bit too late. Like I said, we're enjoying it. There's no sort of pressure that we're putting on ourselves. Obviously, we know the job in hand. We know what we want to do. We know what we want to achieve, and we've known that all season, and we've been able to sort of live up to that throughout the season, so I don't see why we can't do it in the last 7 games.
And one thing that has changed this season is your switch to central defence. You seem to be really relishing that role.
Yeah, no, I'm really enjoying it. I've waited quite a while to get in that centre half position, and to be able to show what I can do in that position has been really really good for me, and I've enjoyed it massively, sure.
And next up, your focus now switches to Cardiff at home. What are you expecting from them?
Expecting a tough game. They're on a good run of form, looking to get in the playoffs, so it's not going to be an easy game, and we're going to need to be right at it to get the win.
Yeah, two teams very much in form at the minute.
Yeah, definitely, and a lot of teams are fighting for things now, whether it's be relegation or playoffs, promotion, the automatic spots. It's it's an exciting part of the season, and we're looking to get a big win.
And the Cardiff manager Russell Slade said that Turf Moor is the toughest place to go in the Championship at the minute. Is that something you'd agree with?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's been a good place for us, and we don't give any team an easy game that comes here. So, yeah, it's one of the toughest places to come, and we wanted to make it like that. And I think we've made a good job of it this season. So, yeah, if he thinks that, then great.
And just looking back on the game earlier in the season at Cardiff, it was you were 2-0 down and fought back 2 very late goals. What do you remember about that game?
Getting one goal back and then thinking, we can get an equaliser here, because like we say, we have that never say die attitude. But we didn't play too great that game. Conditions were horrendous, and we managed to get out of it with a point, which is what a lot of other teams probably wouldn't have done. So it was a vital point, and one we enjoyed.